hasn't been on his private line. He's not answering me.
No.
I thought I heard a phone ring in there. Thank you. I'll buzz him again. Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. Bundy on 9-1.
Going to say I'm sending you a memo for the night reading, wrapping up the situation as it is at the end of the day today. There's nothing on the immediate international ticker that we need to worry about. We can't tell what to do about what you might say at a press conference till we see the morning papers and see how it's being played. But we'll have something ready if you want to be ready to go in the afternoon.
I'm sorry that State put out that I was rushing ball over there. I thought what I had in mind was Ball would go and tell the Greeks
that,
but I didn't.
That broke from Geneva, Mr. President. Ball must have done that himself.
Yeah, he did. We just got to tell him to have some sense. These goddamn folks that can't do anything without talking, I don't understand it. They just got to get publicity, haven't they? They've got him rushing frantically. That's the whole air. And they take a presidential request and go and fulfill it without doing a lot of talk.
Well, I don't think there's pain in it, Mr. President, because I think there's myself that there's some advantage in having this be a visible trip, and it obviously
couldn't
have been.
Well, I think it will. Of course, it'll be visible, but you
don't
have
to
do it.
About it.
That's right, and don't have to be in a hurry, and don't have to have the president frantic. And,
certainly, the president oughtn't to be frantic. Nobody's. The president is never frantic.
No. Okay.
Right, sir.
All right.